Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, art, and entertainment. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. This is Close Up Talk Radio. Well, hello, and welcome back to Close Up Talk Radio. I'm Doug Llewellyn. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. On this program, we're going to talk about something quite interesting, but to be honest with you, it's a subject that if you talk to a lot of people, they'll say, you know, I'm not so much into that, or I'm not such a big fan of that subject. but they may not really be true and in their answer. And here's why. The subject is poetry. And while they say they may not like poetry, they are most often the ones who pick up a greeting card, read through the verse of the greeting card, and if you watch closely, you might see tears running down their cheek. They were so touched by the card. Or they may listen to a song and be so enraptured by the verses of the song that, number one, they'll learn it and be able to sing all the lyrics, but at the same time, really be affected by that song and the music. They don't realize it, but largely, most often, what they have just been affected by is a form of poetry. And we're going to talk to a lady today who has become an extraordinarily successful poet, even though she claims she didn't like poetry for most of her life, the early part of her life. Her poetry has been published in newspapers, magazines, and hardbound poetry anthologies. Two of her poems were selected among thousands to be recorded on CDs by the International Society of Poetry. And in addition to being a published poet with her own book, a very successful book, she's also an award-winning speaker who presents her poetry to groups at libraries and organizations in her community in Florida. So this is really a pretty remarkable story. Our guest is Ruth Cutler. She's on the line with us now from her home in Naples, Florida. And Ruth, it's really a pleasure to have you with us. And is it true you were not always a fan of poetry?
That is absolutely true, and thank you. It's a pleasure for me to be here today and share my story. No, for most of my life, I really didn't like most poetry. But what I did love were powerful words, words and inspirational song lyrics and greeting card verse, words that I felt in my heart and my soul. And even though I didn't write poetry, I was an award-winning writer for scientific papers. And also, I was a freelance writer for a motivational publication called Focus on Growth.
Well, when, and not only when, but why did you start writing poetry? How did that happen?
Well, that is really a great story. And it's all true. It was about 11 years ago. And I was going through a crisis with my career. You see, after 25 years in healthcare and receiving a postmaster's degree, I was absolutely miserable. I worked as a family nurse practitioner, which was a field that was anything but creative. and here I was, a very highly creative individual, artistic and a good writer, trying to fit myself into a profession that just really there was no room for creativity. And one day my boss gave me a gift when she laid me off. And well, it didn't feel like a gift that day, but it really was. And it got me thinking about this career that I hated and didn't want to return to. But I didn't feel that I had other choices. And I remember being very down in the dumps, feeling confused and out of control, and not knowing what else to do. So I had this conversation with God that went something like this. God, why did you put me here? I can't believe you want me to be this unhappy. You must have a plan for me. Would it be too much trouble to give me a little sign? And it couldn't have been just a couple of days later when I was looking for a job in the newspaper that I came across a poetry contest. And even though I really, like I said, didn't like most poetry, I kept going back to that contest. I think it was because I was so stuck and burned out that I thought that, well, maybe if I write about what I'm feeling, I'll figure out what I'm here to do. And when I started to write my contest poem, which was called Going Not Where I Know, something truly out of this world happened. That's the only way I can describe it. What happened was for almost 3 weeks, I literally could not stop writing. There were days I wrote 12 to 14 hours, didn't get dressed, do dishes, laundry, house was a wreck, and my husband and daughter came in and they weren't too pleased when they saw me sitting in my nightgown with papers all around in the house looking like a disaster zone. That was just not me, but I couldn't put my pen down. Wow. And, you know, what was the strangest thing was that on my paper, ideas that I had never been exposed to in my life were flowing from my pen. Wherever these messages came, I was hearing and getting that I should live my own life, follow my heart, not listen to what other people said, have faith, let go of fear, and take risks. Doug, that was not the way I was brought up. I had never been exposed to that kind of thinking. And these ideas were so strong, I just knew I had to listen.
Amazing.
It really was. And fortunately, I had a husband who was my greatest supporter. He believed in me, even when I didn't believe in myself. And although I realized that I was very passionate and gifted at writing heartfelt, inspirational poetry, it never crossed my mind at that time that I could make a living with my poetry. But what I thought about was the fact that the internet was in its infancy, and I believed, this was 12, 13 years ago, I believed that the internet was going to change the world. I think I was on to something. Being very artistic and creative, and I thought it would be the perfect profession to go back to school, learn web design, computer graphics, and online marketing, and start my own business. And that's what I did, something that I've done very successfully for the past 11 years.
That's a pretty amazing story. So what happened to your poetry while you were working on this new career you're starting?
Well, my poetry was, it was my passion, and I couldn't stop sharing it, sometimes with friends and family, but sometimes total strangers. In fact, if you can imagine this, I would meet people and at the right time tell them, oh, by the way, I'm a poet. Would you like to hear one of my poems? Yeah, the looks weren't so good.
Yeah.
People would roll their eyes, but they wanted to be nice, so they'd say, okay, one poem. But their response was almost always the same. I would see tears in their eyes, and they would say things like, oh, my gosh, that was exactly what I needed to hear. Or, you just told my story. And, you know, many times, how do I get that poem? And one woman said, I have 6 of your poems on my refrigerator. I read them every day.
Oh, wow, that's fabulous. You know, I know you've accomplished a lot with your poetry, and as I pointed out before, you've been published many times, you've won Editor's Choice Awards, 2 of your poems being selected among thousands to be recorded on CDs by the International Society of Poetry, which is amazing. But something else happened with your poetry at the library and your community. Talk to me about that.
Okay, well, that was a lot of fun. I had presented my poetry and art for several years at local libraries in Naples, Florida, where I live. And a few years ago, Collier County Library System celebrated their 50th birthday. And they asked me to write a poem about that and to create artwork in honor of their birthday celebration, which went on at all their local branches for an entire year. And at the end, my poem was put into a time capsule to be opened and read in another 50 years, which I'm sure I won't be around to hear, but it's a nice legacy, nevertheless.
No kidding. It is a great legacy. So what inspires you when you're writing your poetry?
I think I'm inspired so much by stories with a profound message that I can't stop thinking about. A lot of spiritual ideas and nature. Sometimes I write for a friend or relative and for special occasions like Christmas, weddings, graduation, Mother's Day, and others. And a lot of my poetry from this period of transition in my career was inspired by all those things and a number of lessons that I learned through many challenges that I experienced, as well as lots of new insights that I gained.
Well, I can understand that. And out of all the different poems you've written, do you have any favorite ones that come to mind right off the tip of your tongue?
I have many favorites, but one is a story about a little three-year-old who was her grandfather's greatest teacher. This little girl, raised by her not-so-nice grandfather, wanted to give him a gift, and in the process of wrapping a very large package, she made a mess, and this made him quite angry. And after he sees the mess, the poem called The Box goes like this. His reprimand was harsh indeed, his angry tone and words, the mess she made and all the waste repeatedly she heard. After all was said and done, she looked a little blue. She brought to him the wrapped-up box and said, "This is for you." He wished that he could take it back, the unkind words he said. He picked her up and kissed her cheek, then stroked her tiny head. With care, the wrappings were removed. She watched with pure delight as yards of tape were peeled away that bound that package tight. And the story goes on to reveal that when he opens an empty box, he is even more outraged. But she tells him that there are kisses in the box and says, "Anytime you're feeling sad or need a little cheer, just open up this box and you'll find a kiss in here." A lesson did he learn that day. It lasted till he died. He learned to feel her joy and love, replace the rage inside. That box he kept it all his life atop his chest of drawers. And some days he would open it, remembering once more that tiny little three-year-old, so youthful yet so wise, to know that kisses in a box would open up his eyes.
You know, that's beautiful. I would love to get a present like that. What a very special, special poem. That's cool.
It is. And there's one other story. I don't write all story poems, but some of the stories are just wonderful. And there was another one, it was actually a true story that inspired me to write a poem called The Stranger. And it's about angels that come into our lives during moments of prayer and great challenge. And there are multiple verses in this poem that tell a story, pardon me, about a woman who was in a lot of pain and had given up on life. She was feeling very sorry for herself as she sat in the airport about to board a plane to make what she felt was her last trip home. The airport was packed, and she noticed this very sick, emaciated man bent over and walking with a cane. And she thought to herself, "Please, don't make me sit next to him." And when she went back to board the plane, sure enough, there he was right next to her. And what happened next changed her forever, as the poem goes. Not a grimace or a complaint, amazing is his way, a final trip to say goodbye. He's grateful for each day. She contemplates this man with awe, his message and his cheer. Why has he come to cross her path? Why is it that he's here? No accident, coincidence, beyond deformity, his strength and will and attitude, a gift from God is he. And this is where she has a paradigm shift. She realizes that it's all about her attitude and the messages that she tells herself. When she comes back to her seat after going to freshen up and doesn't find him, she's frantic. But then she's not quite sure if he was ever really there. And in the last verse, it goes like this. She settles back against her seat, a whisper in her ear, I'm in your heart. Just look for me. You'll always find me there. A choice is made for hope and dreams. From darkness comes the light. A life forever changed that day aboard that two-hour flight.
Wow. That's another great story. These are great stories. This is great. And you recite it very well.
Oh, thank you. I actually have it memorized, so I present it without notes usually.
I'm not surprised at that. Was poetry the only thing you were writing at this time you were changing your career in your life?
No, actually, as I was experiencing many challenges and acquiring much wisdom through this major change I was making, I wrote little inspirational messages to help me to change my thinking and stay on track. Things like, believe in yourself. We all have greatness within us. Abundance and opportunities exist all around us. Be open to receiving the good that exists and then turn it into action. And one other that is very powerful is to have a goal that is so big you can't achieve it being the person you are right now. The goal must be big enough to stretch you and help you to grow into the person who is capable of achieving it. You see, many people think success is about money you make or becoming famous. It's not about that at all. It's about the person that you become in the process of reaching your goal, a secure, confident, competent person with an unshakable belief in yourself. That's what happened for me, and that's what I truly want for my readers. So these are some of the many empowering messages along with the poems in my book, and they're found throughout the personal growth section, that can help you to change what isn't working in your life.
So if those are in that section, do you write other kinds of poems as well?
Yes. They're not all stories, but a lot of my poems are rhyming poems. There's definitely, you know, a verse. And there's three sections: inspirations, personal growth, and relationships. All of these have a profound message. They're very inspirational. You feel them in your heart and your soul. And many of the relationship poems are for special occasions and friendship.
You know, I know you wrote a book called, and it's a very popular book, called Visions in Verse, and I understand it's an illustrated collection of poems, quotes, inspirations, writings, and stories that invite readers to kind of consider new possibilities and embark on a remarkable journey of self-discovery. Who is that book really intended for?
Well, I think that book is really intended for anyone who loves to be inspired and empowered, people who want to live with passion and purpose, live their dreams, and make a difference in the world, and for others. Mm-hmm. I had an experience where I spoke to a Rotary group and thinking I was going to have an audience of men and women in all ages, and instead walked into about 200 retired men and about 4 women. And yeah, I wanted to climb out of there, but as it turned out, when I started to speak, you could have heard a pin drop. They were on the edge of their seats, totally engaged in every word, and they bought every book that I brought. Some followed me back to buy more, and they talked about my program for weeks. So, you know, it kind of changed the way I felt who my poetry was for.
Wow. I'm not surprised at that. But I know you think the book is mostly for women, though, isn't it, primarily?
I think it is, yes. But men really do love these poems, too.
Okay. Give me an example of a poem in the personal growth section of your book. How about that?
I think one of my favorites that people love is a poem called Trying, that I was asked to write by a motivational speaker. And it starts out like this: if there's one word I cannot bear, We often say, too often hear, a word dividing do from don't, and is from isn't, will from won't. A harmless word, or so it seems, yet trying sabotages dreams. Try equates with hesitate, like standing still and watch and wait. The acrobat he does not try. Precision moves, it's do or die. You might not like this cautious stand, the pilot says. He'll try to land. And if you want to read the rest of the poem, you're going to have to get the book.
Oh, that's not fair. Okay. Well, let me ask you then, how can our listeners get these poems and the others that you've written? What do they do?
They can go to my website and buy my book, but I have a special great offer, and my website is visionsinverse.com, visionsinverse.com. And what they can do, there's little icons on the top right, and one is to Facebook. That will take them to my Facebook fan page. And all they need to do is to click on that Facebook icon, and they'll see a bright pink little image that says, Get Free Ebook. And when they click that, now they're going to have to like my page and be logged into Facebook, but when they click that, all they need to do is comment on any one of my poems. There's links provided. And when they comment, immediately they're going to get a link to buy my book and an ebook. But they'll be able to put in a coupon code that will totally take the price of the ebook out of their cart, making it completely free. So it's real easy. Just go to visionsinverse.com. Click that little image to Facebook on the top right, click for free ebook, and follow the prompts. Comment, share your comment with others in Facebook, and then you'll get this opportunity to get my book and a free ebook.
Well, that sounds like a really good offer. You know, you haven't mentioned the artwork, because you do a lot of artwork on your poetry and art poems. Tell us about that.
I do. Unlike most people who are exclusively writers, I also have a passion and talent for creating artwork. And since many of my poems were ideal for special occasions and friendship gifts, I designed art that included the poem for themes like Christmas, wedding, graduation, overcoming adversity, Mother's Day, grandmother, mother-daughter, Valentine's Day, friendship, and others. And you can see all of these if you visit my website, again, visionsinverse.com, and there's a link to the Frame It Gallery. Just click that link and you'll get to see all of these, and then you can actually, there's other ways where you can read the poem. If you want to read the poem, then you can select the categories like wall art, or canvas, or special occasion. And I have some selections that you can actually upload your own picture that gets placed within a heart or chart or a star shape within the design. Yeah. And those are available in the personalized category. And they make great gifts.
So what is the Frame It Gallery? What's that?
Well, I was very blessed to recently partner with a very large quality framing company in the Midwest who integrated a special tool in my website that allows customers to select my artwork, apply their frames and mats from a large framing inventory, but they don't know that they're still on my site doing all this. They immediately see what it's going to look like as well as the price, and they can add it to their shopping cart. The framed artwork is shipped for free within the U.S., and orders over $100 include a free copy of my book, Visions in Verse. So it's really a great deal.
Yeah, I agree. Give me some examples of some of the poems you've written that are illustrated that people can get.
Well, many people love my poem called The Best Christmas Gift, yeah. And I'll just give you a little start that starts out. A candle, some holly, and lights everywhere. The season of Christmas reminds us to care. a time to remember the ones most in need and show them a kindness in gifts or in deed. But the essence of Christmas should last the year through in the words that we say and the things that we do. And you can read the full poem on my website.
There you go again. Okay.
And one other I just would like to mention, one of my favorites is a graduation poem. And it's just called Graduation Day. And it goes a little bit, it starts out like this. Today's the day we honor you, send love and blessings to. Our prayers for you to know true joy through what you say and do. Rejoice in your accomplishments, for you have come so far, a milestone and a victory that's brought you where you are. And as you hold your head up high, embrace that scroll in hand, just hold that vision of the joy and honor where you stand. For this exhilaration is the power that you'll find propels and fuels the dreams you dream, the passions in your mind. And again, you can read the full poem on visionsinverse.com. And remember, all of these poems are in my book and available as high-quality prints or framed artwork.
So they're in the Visions in Verse book, right? Yeah. Can you tell me again your special offer for our listeners today? Go over that again.
Okay. Well, it's real easy. Just go to visionsinverse.com, click on the top right, the little icon to Facebook, you'll see a bright pink image that says free ebook. Click that. You'll be prompted to actually like my page, and you'll have to be logged in to Facebook to do that, to do any of this.
Right.
Once you do that, then you'll be prompted to comment on any one of my poems through links that are provided. And once you do that, then you'll get immediately a link to buy my book and buy an ebook, and you'll get a coupon that you can put right into the cart, and we'll take the full price of the ebook off so that you're only going to be paying for a book. And you'll have the option to upgrade your quantities, because this book makes great gifts, and you may want to give these books to your friends and your family, people that you care about, because it can change their life.
You know, you mentioned you also give poetry events. Where do you do that? Tell me more about that.
I had lots of public speaking experience that prepared me to present my poetry to local groups and libraries in my community. I even hosted my own weekly talk radio show for a year. Besides poetry, I also offer a talk called Creating Your Ideal Life, a program that is designed to help people make successful transitions in their career after divorce and other life-changing events. And I can also be requested as a keynote speaker for motivational events and for graduation. Whether it's addressing people who are stuck in their career or young people at graduation, my greatest gift is to inspire people to live their own life, live with passion and purpose, and to follow their heart. And if you would like me to speak to your group in the Southwest Florida area or elsewhere, just contact me through my website, visionsinverse.com.
Very interesting. I'm prompted to ask you, what kind of reaction do you get to people when you go out and speak to them in public and read these poems? And do you read the whole poem? I would hope you do.
I do. I read the whole. Oh, they don't want me to leave. It's incredibly successful. And it's my passion. I just love it. I mean, this is what I would like to be doing all the time. So I hope that the listeners on this call will, or on this show, will go to my site and explore my work, because it's really great stuff.
Well, Ruth, this has been very interesting talking to you, especially for someone who didn't like poetry in the beginning. what you've turned around and are doing now, you have an amazing story. I thank you for being with us to tell us all about it. Our guest,
and I thank
Ruth,
you.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Our guest has been Ruth Cutler. She's been talking to us from her home in Florida. And Ruth, thank you so very much again. I wanted to remind everybody that they can get your book when you go to visionsinverse.com. Click on the Facebook image visit the fan page. All right, thank you, Ruth. Take care. We'll talk to you again, I hope. And have a happy new year, okay?
You too. Thank you.
That's it for today. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and that'll wrap it up for this session.